Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Florida Marlins and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Everett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Conine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Brett Barbary. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alex Urias. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rob Nadel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Weathers. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, David Weathers. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jacob Brumfield. Batting second. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin Mitchell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Sanders. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Fernandez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brett Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Taubensi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Rijo. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jose Rijo. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Brumfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carr strikes out. Two outs. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Everett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Everett. The throw from Taubensi and he is safe. Everett steals second. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Everett moves to third. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Conine moves to second. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 0-1. The ball gets by Taubensi for a passed ball. Everett scores. Conine moves to third. Magadan moves to second. It's 1-0, Marlins. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Barbary hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Conine scores. Magadan scores. It's 3-0, Marlins. Alex Urias is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Urias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brumfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. There goes Brumfield. The throw from Nadel and he is out, Barbary applying the tag. One out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Larkin strikes out. Two outs. Hal Morris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barbary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Reds nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Rob Nadel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nadel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Weathers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weathers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Brumfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Sanders batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sanders takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to third. Sanders moves to second. Brett Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Sanders scores. Fernandez moves to second. It's 3-2, Marlins. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taubensy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Boone moves to second. It's Marlins, 3, Reds, 3. Jose Rijo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rijo bunts towards the mound. Weathers fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. Taubensy moves to second. One out. Jacob Brumfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brumfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brumfield takes first base on ball 4. Boone scores. Taubensy moves to third. It's 4-3, Reds. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown has Taubensy trapped. There's the throw to Nadal and back to Brown, who tags Taubensy for the out. Brumfield moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brumfield scores. Larkin moves to second. It's 5-3, Reds. Luis Aquino now pitching. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mitchell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aquino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Chuck Carr batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carr is 0 for 1 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carr for the out. One out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Everett strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Conine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Conine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Marlins 3. The Reds will come to bat. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sanders is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Sanders hits a line drive into right field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubensy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taubensy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taubensy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Magadan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Magadan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barbary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Barbary strikes out. 1 out. Alex Arias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arias is 0-for-1 in the game. Arias hits a fly ball into center field. Brumfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rob Nadel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nadel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nadel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Marlins 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jose Rijo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rijo is 0-for-0 in the game. Rijo strikes out. 1 out. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brumfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brumfield hits a pop-up towards short. Arias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Luis Aquino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aquino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brumfield. Brown reaches second base with a double. Aquino goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Reds. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carr is 0-for-2 in the game. Carr strikes out. 1 out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Everett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Everett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's Marlins, 5, Reds, 5. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Conine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Everett moves to second. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Magadan hits a fly ball into center field. Brumfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Barbary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Barbary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barbary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Kevin Mitchell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sanders hits a line drive into left field. Conine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Fernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Magadan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Reds 5. The Marlins will come to bat. Alex Arias is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Arias is 0 for 2 in the game. Arias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rob Nadel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nadel is 0 for 2 in the game. Nadel hits a fly ball into center field. Brumfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matias Carrillo pinch hits for Luis Aquino. Matias Carrillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carrillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Carrillo moves to second. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carr is 0 for 3 in the game. Carr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Terry Matthews now pitching. Brett Boone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Reds. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taubensy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taubensy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops it up and throws to first, with Matthews covering, for the out. 1 out. Lenny Harris pinch hits for Jose Rijo. Lenny Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Nadel and he is safe. Harris steals second. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Harris moves to third. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brumfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brumfield hits a pop-up towards first. Magadan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 3 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Arias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Marlins 5. The Marlins will come to bat. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Everett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Conine is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Conine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Magadan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Konien moves to third. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barbary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Barbary hits a fly ball into right field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Brantley now pitching. Alex Arias is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Arias is 0-for-3 in the game. Arias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Marlins 5. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Morris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morris hits a fly ball into left field. Konien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanders is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Marlins 5. The Marlins will come to bat. Rob Nadel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nadel is 0-for-3 in the game. Nadel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield pinch hits for Terry Matthews. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheffield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Marlins. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carr is 0-for-4 in the game. Carr hits a pop-up into center field. Brumfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Everett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Everett hits a fly ball into right field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Konien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konien is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Konien hits a fly ball into center field. Brumfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 7, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Gary Sheffield now playing right field. Yorkis Perez now pitching. Brett Boone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barbary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Dorsett pinch hits for Ed Taubensy. Brian Dorsett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dorsett hits a fly ball into right field. Sheffield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Pegues pinch hits for Jeff Brantley. Steve Pegues is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pegues hits a ball on the ground towards short. Arias fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robnan now pitching. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brumfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brumfield hits a line drive into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 7, and the Reds 6. The Marlins will come to bat. Hector Carrasco now pitching. Brian Dorsett now catching. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Magadan is hit by the pitch. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barbary is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Barbary bunts, foul, towards first. Morris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Arias is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Arias is 0 for 4 in the game. Arias hits a line drive beyond first. Morris can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Magadan moves to second. Rob Nadel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nadel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Nadel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Magadan moves to third. Arias moves to second. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Magadan scores. Arias moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-6, Marlins. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Brumfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 8, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 4 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheffield. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morris hits a fly ball into left field. Conin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Larkin moves to third. Kevin Mitchell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larkin tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-7, Marlins. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanders is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sanders strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Florida Marlins, 8, and Cincinnati Reds, 7. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.